to the Ancient Voices podcast. This is your host, Amber Highland. Have you ever experienced a work of art that drew you inward and lingered in your consciousness and then prompted an unexpected response like gratitude, desire, curiosity about your life choices? Have there been moments at a gallery or in a theater inspiring you to change in a significant way? I recall the words of Emily Dickinson, which I feel capture such moments and identify the power of the experience. She said, "If I feel physically as if the top of my head were taken off, I know that is poetry." The deepest and most authentic motives for making art is sometimes an internal necessity. It impels artists to create a spiritual impulse, sharing their way of understanding, engaging, and experiencing the world. When asked, "Why do you make art?" poet Kwame Dawes said he wants his readers to, quote, "be transported into the world that I have created with language. The ultimate aim of my writing is to create an environment of empathy that would allow the miracle of empathy to take place, where human beings can seem to rise out of themselves and extend themselves into others and live within others," end quote. Clearly, many of us are moved to make a soul connection. In Concerning the Spiritual in Art, Kandinsky wrote, "The spiritual life to which art belongs is a complicated but definite movement forwards and upwards. This movement is the movement of experience. It may take different forms, but it holds to the same inner thought and purpose." Divination underlies the creation of many artistic forms. Rooted in the Latin divinare, related to divinus, the divine. Divination is seeking of insight to a question or a situation through multiple standardized processes or rituals. Diviners must invest in various inspired tools to foster personal relationships with the spirit world and to enhance communication between nature and humans. Perhaps this is because we seek a tangible expression of an ethereal moment, a piece of intuitive knowledge, or new perspective. As I'm recording this podcast, I had Gregorian chants softly in the background in another room. And in front of me, I have certain items within my reach. A rune set, a pendulum, a book of poetry, a print by Terry Foss, original artwork by Christine Gorman. Each piece offering moments of mindfulness, altered states, inspiration, and grounding. Each one is a tool of my creative process, each one taking off the top of my head. Whether it be the written word, performing arts, cartomancy, rune casting, or astrological charts, we find ourselves drawn to a particular variation, a look, feel, or sound. It is in that moment that we experience the convergence of divine inspiration and artistic grace. It is in that moment that we hold the key to universal language and its message for us. This has been the Ancient Voices podcast. I am your host, Amber Highland, and as always, I wish you peace and grace.